Here in this interview, I'm speaking with Bill Baker with Dairyline Radio. And Bill, one of the regular weekly features that we have on World Dairy Diary is the Dairyline Markets in Review. And that's something that you prepare and send to us. We really appreciate that. And I thought that perhaps our visitors might like to hear from Dairyline and maybe even learn a little bit more about what you do. So I think maybe the first place to start is to tell us just a little synopsis of what Dairyline and Dairyline Radio is.
Well, sure. And thanks for having me on the podcast. We could talk a little bit about the daily features. It changes up every day. Monday, we have Dairy Management Incorporated, and they talk about the dairy checkoff. Tuesday, we break down the markets. We have a market analysis with Alan Levitt from the CME's Daily Dairy Report. On Wednesday, we feature a new product. We have a new product watch, or perhaps we'll talk with Jim Tillison of the Alliance of Western Milk Producers. Sometimes we'll have IDFA on Wednesday, so we'll rotate a program there. Thursdays, the National Milk Producers Federation is on. Usually Chris Galen talks a lot about National Milk is up to across the country. And on Friday, Dairy Profit Weekly, editor Dave Natsky updates us on what the Dairy Profit Report's all about.
Well, it's good, and it's timely, and it's information that you not only can get, I guess, online, you've got a website, too, where people can find you, but you're doing this report, and it's airing on radio stations. Tell us a little bit about where you can hear Dairyline.
Well, we're on 90-plus radio stations across the country and over 30 states, so we're reaching as many dairy producers as we can. We understand there are less than 70,000 out there, and we're trying to hit each and every cow out there. We're hitting about, you know, a little over 5 million cows, and those that can't hear us that are in areas that aren't on the radio can always go to our website, dairyline.com, and listen to the MP3 of the program. We also convert some of those stories into text format.
What are some of the hot topics right now that you are focusing on or have just on the latest Dairyline?
Well, this week, Joe Bovito from Dairy Management Incorporated was on talking about how you can take advantage of the organic opportunity. And, you know, everybody's talking organic now these days, and consumers are trying to figure out whether to go organic or not, and the difference between organic milk and regular milk, and other than the process by which it's produced, it's really, there's no difference. Bovito was talking about that, and we have that archived on our program, and you can hear more about that on Dairyline.
Well, let's turn to the markets, because that's a key focus, and especially what you are providing to World Dairy Diary each week. And tell us a little bit about where things stand, where we are in this marketplace today.
Well, you know, we have these monthly reports that come out, and we just had the June milk production report. It wasn't really that surprising. According to our experts, analyst Al Levitt of the CME Daily Dairy Report, he says, the increase that was, it was up 1.9%. And that was in the 23 major states. He admits that he reminds us it's compared to last year, production was up almost 6% from June of 2004. Actually, last month it was up 6% from a year ago. So it's pretty hard to tack on huge increases on top of that. And it's going to be hard doing year-to-year comparisons to see the huge increases again, according to Levitt. And he also talked a little bit about the cold storage report, where the inventories are still pretty heavy. He said, and perhaps the most significant fact was that the May commercial American cheese inventory revised up almost 11 million pounds. June added another 5 million pounds. So at the mid-year point, according to Levitt, we're just shy of the most ever for the halfway point of the year. And so there's a bit of a warning that, we're coming into the second half of the year with pretty heavy inventories on cheese. Butter stocks dropped a little bit in June, which was actually a surprise from Levitt's point of view, because normally butter stocks continue to grow until the middle part of the year. But we're still sitting on stocks that are about 27% above those a year ago. And you take a look at the cow culling, there was a slaughter report that was just recently released as well. And the number of replacements available is at an 11-year high. Producers culled 181,000 cows in June. That's up about 16,000 from June of last year. And in the first 6 months of this year, dairy cow slaughter is about the same as a year ago. But Friday's cattle report showed that dairy producers had 3.8 million replacement heifers on hand on July 1st.
Anything else you'd like dairy producers to know about Dairyline?
Well, we're always on the website at dairyline.com. We're going to be starting some new innovative things with podcasting, and we're going to have a blog that you can go to and see some daily posts as well. So look for us at World Dairy Expo. We're going to be having a presence there as well at the Dairyline Dining Hall this year. And stop by and say hello, and who knows, you could win a free iPod.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I'm glad to hear it. We advocate the blogging and podcasting, or as I like to say, agri-blogging and farm podcasting. Well, thank you very much. That's Bill Baker with Dairyline Radio. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.